We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
A trip to the Class 1A state championship game is on the line here tonight in Centralia as the Panthers welcome in the defending state champion Opie Eagles. This is our high school game of the week here on 92.1 at KMZA, presented by Peru State College. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I am Brandon Tadman. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight, whether you're on the airwaves or, of course, hooked up online at mscsports.net. Well, again, trip to the state title game on the line tonight in Class 1A. We are in Centralia. The Panthers at 9-2, correction, 8-2 overall, coming off their big win last week over Linden, 53-22. But it is a tall order for the Panthers here tonight as they get the defending state champion, Opie Eagles, who are undefeated, the consensus number one team in Class 1A. They have won 24 consecutive games, and they have been historic on the defensive side of the ball. They have given up just 12 points all season long, and they have posted 7 straight shutouts heading into tonight's ball game. These two certainly familiar with one another the last few years in the postseason. They played Opie. Centralia did 2 years ago in the sectional round, won that game 22-20 en route to the state title. Opie won 20-18 back in 2018. So two-point games here in the last few seasons between these two in the postseason, and we got a great one for you here tonight. Again, our pregame coverage continues here in just a little bit. It's after a timeout. Our very own Johnny Kane had an opportunity earlier this week to talk with both of these historic coaches, Chris Schmidt of Opie in his 15th season and Larry Glatzik of Centralia in year number 16. He is looking for his 150th victory. And this one would be big, of course, punching a ticket to the 1A state title game. It's Opie and Centralia, trip to the state championship on the line tonight. Again, you'll hear those conversations with both head coaches after a timeout as our pregame coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Chris Schmidt, head coach of the Opie Eagles, as we get set for this Class 1A matchup. And well, coach, we'll start with this. Just overall, what a great season it's been once again for your guys. You win the state championship a year ago, and now you're off to a 10-0 start here this season. So we'll just start there. Overall, I mean, defensively, you've only given up 12 points this year, and ultimately your offense has obviously rolled along as well. So if you could just kind of describe just this season a little bit coming off that state championship from a year ago.
Well, the biggest thing is I give credit to our senior class. We got 9 seniors, and several of them have played since they were sophomore years. And, they've approached this season the right way. We started the season off knowing that, we'll have a check on our, everybody's going to come after us. And I thought that they've approached that the right way. Their mental preparation for games, their physical preparation has been solid. They've approached it where it's one game at a time, one week at a time, and let's get better. And so I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah, talking about defensively, they only given up 12 points total this year. I think, what, 45 points total the last 2 years combined. What is it defensively just that your guys are so good at? They just seem to continue just to shut people out.
Well, they buy into what we want them to do, and they're selfless. They're going to do their part. We stress that, you know, from day one. For us to be successful, we got to be a family. We got to trust each other to do our responsibility. And, you know, it starts up front. You got linemen that don't get a whole bunch of stats because they do their job. They stay low. They tie up people and allows our linebackers and our second, third flow to come make tackles. And if you didn't have kids that buy into that, you wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. And again, the credit goes to the kids. The credit goes to our coaching staff. Terry Smith, our defense coordinator, does a great job. Todd Robert works with our line. And, you know, I just think that I give the kids the credit because they buy into what we need them to do, and they do a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, when you look at your schedule, you've done a pretty good job this year of kind of finishing teams early. I know the last couple of weeks you've been tested pretty good against Jackson Heights and Jeff County North. What have these last 2 weeks, especially against these two quality opponents, really showed you about your group?
Well, they showed us some things. You know, I think line-wise, they're probably the best two lines we faced. And so we've had to adjust some things. Jeff North was the quickest team up front and just overall, I thought. So, you know, we had to make some adjustments there in the second quarter, and I thought our kids did a nice job of that. But, you know, we're still learning. We feel like we can get better. We took that film and we've broke it down and talked about a couple things that we got to get better for this week. So hopefully we play a better game this week against a very solid Centralia club.
Yeah, talking about Centralia, obviously a team that you met up in the playoffs a couple of years ago, actually ended your guys' season. Didn't play them last year, but you know Centralia with a really good win over Linden last week. What do you look at here with this Centralia Panther squad?
Well, they're a typical Centralia bunch. It starts with the coaching staff first. Larry and Roger do a great job of, you know, just teaching their kids to play hard. They're a physical bunch. They're going to be a physical team every year, and that's what they are. They run the single wing. They come at you. They bring people, you know, wherever they're going to go. They got two or three kids coming in that hole, and they're going to knock you around. And if you let them, they'll bury you. So it's one of those things that we got to show our physicality and you know, punch back and bring on that, you know, meet that challenge. And they do the same thing on defense. They attack you. They're aggressive. They come after you. So, again, we're going to have to be able to be physical to that challenge. And, you know, it comes down to we got to have kids make plays. You know, at this time of year, it's two quality clubs that are going at each other, and you got to make plays. And so hopefully we can make some of those plays and make enough to, you know, get by.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to it tonight. Thank you, as always, for taking the time and joining us. Certainly appreciate it and always have fun talking to you. But, Coach, thank you so much. Good luck tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Thanks a bunch.
All right, Coach, thank you. Chris Schmidt, head coach of the Opie Eagles, joining us on our pregame show. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back and get set for more pregame here on 92.1 KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA with Centralia hosting Opie here in the sub-state round of Class 1A. Johnny Gaynor with you. Joining me now, Larry Glatzik, head coach of the Centralia Panthers. And, well, last week, what a great victory for the Panthers, taking on Linden, a 53-22 victory. So, Coach, overall, really good win for your guys. Went through a little adversity there in the second quarter, but ultimately a 31-point victory. Overall, we'll start there. What were just your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought kids came out extremely well, Johnny, to start the game and you know, jumped on early in the first quarter and you know, midway through that second quarter, there was hook and ladder and an onside kick that kind of changed some momentum. But, you know, I was really proud of our kids and how they responded, and especially coming out of halftime and outscored them 20-0 in the second half.
Yeah, defensively, you came up with 3 interceptions, also a fumble there as well, and several turnover on downs. Defensively, it seemed like your guys kind of figured it out, and really in the secondary, did a great job of just making sure they were in the right spots and being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, secondary. You know, I mean, I thought overall they did pretty well, you know, in covering those receivers. And, you know, we let, you know, a couple 3 plays, you know, get by us, and 2 of them were gadget plays. And you know, otherwise than that, I thought the defensive secondary played well.
Ethan McNally, also a big game, 175 yards and 5 rushing touchdowns from him. Obviously, the offensive line played well also. What did you see from just Ethan and then also the offensive line there, especially on Friday night?
Yeah, you know, those offensive line's been getting better every week, and you know, that's the key. On both sides of the ball, we talk about the line of scrimmage, and those kids played well up front, and able to open a lot of holes for our running backs, and you know, Ethan was able to find some gaps and some holes, and, you know, even broke a long touchdown, you know, so we were pretty tickled with how the offensive unit played.
And now you look ahead here to tonight's matchup. You know, it's going to be a big one with Opie coming to town. Opie, the defending state champions from a year ago, undefeated again this year. They've only given up 12 total points all season on defense. What are just some things that Opie can do, especially that can present some problems?
Yeah, you know, defensively, they just got, you know, they just got a bunch of 180-pound athletes, and, you know, and they fly around. They really rally to the ball. It's as good as a team that we've seen in a while, you know. So we've got to maintain blocks, and we've got to do our assignments, you know, offensively for them. You know, they it starts with the quarterback, and they got a real good quarterback and 2-year starter, and you know, kid runs well, passes well, so we just gotta be sharp on defense and read our keys and tackle. You know, if you don't tackle, and that's the main reason why those guys scored a lot of touchdowns is because of missed tackles and deep balls thrown by Redeker. So you know, just gotta be sharp on defense.
And then offensively, do you change anything going up against a good defense like this, or is this still kind of one of those things where, you know, your offense has gotten you this far, so if you go down because of the offense, you're just going to have to live with it?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's always tweaks and things. You do that every week, you know. You kind of see what the defense gives you, and you know, you kind of tweak it from there. So, no, our kids are, you know, we're going to do what we do and what we do best.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck. We look forward to it tonight. Should be a good one. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Larry Glatzik, head coach of the Centralia Panthers, joining us on our pregame show. Let's take one final timeout, and we'll come back. We'll get set for kickoff here in our featured game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. This holiday season, give thanks for the food on your table and the farm families who made it all possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Fran at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Welcome back to Centralia, our game of the week tonight here on 92.1 at KMZA, a sub-state showdown in Class 1A between the defending champion Opie Eagles and the Panthers of Centralia. Getting much closer to the opening kick, about 5 minutes out as we get set for this one here tonight. Appreciate Johnny Kane, his work throughout the week, getting those pregames for you and getting you set with 2 of the more renowned head coaches in this classification. Both have been at their respective schools for quite some time. Larry Glatzik with Centralia, 16 years now at the helm, and then Chris Schmidt for Opie, 15th season at the helm. We had talked about a little bit ago in a pregame, prior to those pregame interviews, about how historic the Olpe defense has been, not only this season, but carrying it over to last season as well. They have won 24 straight games. They have posted 7 straight shutouts, and they have given up just 12 points the entire season. That is right. In 10 games, they gave up 12 points in a win over Linden earlier this year. That was back in week 3. So this is the defense right now that is giving up, if you look at it, just barely over a point per game. And again, that carries over into last season where they've given up just 45 points in the last 23 games. It is quite incredible. So it's a tall task, certainly for Centralia, but they got the home field. They got the home crowd. It's a crisp, chilly night here at Centralia in what should be a fantastic ball game. These two teams certainly familiar with one another over the last couple of years in postseason play. Of course, Olpe won the state title last year. Centralia won the state title in 2019. That year, the Panthers had to defeat Olpe in the sectional round. 22-20 was that final score. And then back in 2018, Olpe won their matchup with Centralia in the postseason. That was a 20-18 final. So a pair of two-point games in recent years between these two. And all the stakes right now at its highest, with a ticket going to be punched to the state title game here tonight. The other semifinal in Class 1A is Inman and Sedgwick. We'll keep you updated on that one as well. We'll take one final timeout and get you set for kickoff right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
KMZA.
Just moments away from the opening kick here in Centralia. Captains around the field. Panthers have won the toss. They have deferred to the second half, so the defending state champion Olpe Eagles will have the football to start our broadcast, or our ball game here tonight, I should say. Well, far side of the field, the Olpe Eagles, yellow helmets, white tops, yellow pants, green numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in yellow. Black on black for Centralia tonight. Black helmets, black tops, black pants. They have white numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in orange. Kirk Kilman back in at studio. I am Brandon Tam, and thank you again for tuning in, whether you're on the airwaves at 92.1 KMZA or online at mscsports.net. We appreciate the likes and the listens throughout the entire football season. Down to the final four here in Class 1A, the other semifinal tonight, Inman at Sedgwick. Both of those teams are 10-0. So if you take the four teams here remaining in Class 1A, you're looking at a 39-2. Collective record between these two. Actually, I should say 38-2 between these two. Centralia 8-2. The only remaining of these four with a loss on the season. So here we go. Teams are coming out on the field. Stakes at the absolute highest here tonight across all of Kansas. Of course, plenty of great football action. We'll update some scores throughout the broadcast. And again, our game tonight presented by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. It is Brock Reineke set to tee it up between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Centralia will kick off from right to left. So Olpe here in the first quarter will move the ball from left to right. Damon Redeker, Truman Bailey back to return for Olpe, and Reineke boots it into the end zone, so it's a touchback, and Olpe will take over. First down and 10 for the first offensive possession of tonight's game. Defending state champion Olpe Eagles, Damon Redeker, their senior quarterback, has thrown for over 1,200 yards. He's rushed for just shy of 800 yards. He has 41 total touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. They have been very good offensively this season, putting up 356 yards per game, and it's well balanced. 231 on the ground, 133 through the air. So here we go. No score. Just getting going. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Olpe moving from left to right. It's Redeker in the shotgun set. Two receivers to the near side. It's going to be a play fake. Coming here to the near side. It is caught near the first stick. Nope. Take that back. It is knocked away. Trenton Talley, the intended receiver on the play, was Blake Redeker, the junior wide receiver. And it brings up second down and 10. That was a good defensive effort there by Trenton Talley in the secondary. It was right at the 30-yard line, which would have been right around that first down marker, but he gets a hand in there, knocks it away. Second down and 10 coming up for the Eagles. Beat Jeff County North 28-0 last week. All those points were scored in the first half. Redeker now under center with Garrett Cole in the backfield. Now they send a man in motion. They give it to Cole left side, and he'll fight for a few yards. Stays on his feet and gets out to the 26-yard line for a gain of 6, far hash. So it brings up third down and 4 early on in this game, as Cole is a guy they certainly like to use out of the backfield. Over 440 yards and 10 touchdowns this season. The big bruising 200-pound junior fullback. So a big key third down early in this drive for Olpe. Third and 4 at their own 26-yard line. Not quite a minute in, no score. Damon Redeker, the senior quarterback in the shotgun. He's got 3 receivers to the short side left. He'll take a chest high snap. Play action. Looking left side. Has plenty of time. Now rolling out of the pocket. He's going to fire one downfield, and that's caught at the 39-yard line for a first down. Good movement out of the backfield. And the catch on the play was made by Derek Holting, the tailback. So up to the 39-yard line for a gain of 13 yards and a first down. So first and 10 at the 39-yard line. Far side hash, ball really between the 38 and the 39-yard line. First and 10. This time Redeker in the shotgun, 2 receivers to each side. It's going to be a play action. He's going to keep it himself on a design quarterback run. Good pursuit up front. Ethan McNally in on the stop. Also Brody Grossnickel as well. It's a gain of 2 for the Olpe quarterback. And it brings up second down and 8. At the 41-yard line.
Wheatland Grinnell up on Victoria 6-0 early in the first.
Redeker came into this ball game tonight just under 800 yards rushing on the year. He has completed 64% of his passes. Again, 27 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. Clock on the move. We're 2-plus minutes in. No score. First drive of the game for either team. Olpe first and 10. Correction. Now second down and 8. At the 41, under center eye formation. They're going to fake the toss left. They're going to throw it downfield, incomplete. Good coverage on the back end. Blake Redeker, the intended receiver on the play, and it brings up third down and 8. They converted on a third and 4 earlier in the drive, and now a third down and 8 coming up. Good crowd on hand for both teams here tonight. Olpe certainly brought a good heavy dose of fans. And, of course, Centralia always bringing the crowd noise here at home. So 3rd and 8, Olpe. Their own 41-yard line, ball between the hash marks. They got 5 wide, 3 far, 2 to the near. Damon Redeker in the gun by himself. He'll take a helmet-high snap, brings it here to the near side. That one is caught at midfield, and that's going to be a first down for Olpe. What a sliding catch made by Truman Bailey, the junior receiver. His 15th catch of the year, and that one good for 9 yards and a first down. So now Olpe 2 for 2 on third down conversions here on their opening drive. They've converted on 3rd and 4 and now just converting on 3rd and 8. They picked up 9 right to midfield for a first down. Traditional I set, tight end tucked up right. Receiver to each side. Cole is the fullback. They're going to run an option to the left side. And Redeker keeps it himself, gets away from a tackle. Into Centralia territory, a little bit deeper across the 45, down to the 44 for a gain of 6 yards. Nice, smart play by the quarterback, Damon Redeker. Cuts it upfield, keeps it himself, gains. Actually, they get him up to the 43-yard line, so credit a gain of 7 yards on the play. Second down and 3 at the Centralia 43. 8:35, clock moving here, first quarter, no score. Trip to the 1A state title game on the line. Defending state champs Olpe driving here early. Another eye set. Cole the fullback, a receiver split to the left side. Play action. Has plenty of time. They're going to throw it to the far side. That one is caught for a first down around the 30. We'll see where the spot is inside the 35 down to the 33. So that is a gain of 11 yards. That one, Bailey again on the reception. That's Truman Bailey's second reception here on the drive. Now 2 catches for 20 yards. And that's now 3 first downs for Olpe. A methodical drive here early in the game. Far side hash, 1st and 10 Eagles. Centralia's 33-yard line. Receiver here to the near side. That's Blake Redeker. Another eye set. Damon Redeker under center, fakes to the fullback, option left, keeps it himself, has plenty of room, and he's going to have a first down inside the Centralia 25-yard line. Looks like he's down to the 22 for a pickup of 11 yards and another first down. Brody Grossnickel in on the stop. Now 4 first downs here on the opening drive for the Eagles. Panthers defense came into this game giving up just 15 points per game. They are Ballhawks. They have 15 interceptions and have forced 7 fumbles. Turnover would be nice here for the Panthers D. 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line for Olpe. Another traditional set. Fake to the tailback. They give it to Cole, the fullback, and he might have lost a yard. Good pursuit up front. Drew Gibbs in on the stop, the junior. And it's going to be back to the 25. We'll see where they mark it. Back to the 23, so it's a loss of a yard there for Cole, and it brings up 2nd down and 11. So here's a big play coming up. You put him behind the sticks here on 1st down. Now 2nd and 11 from the Centralia 23. Nearly halfway gone in this opening quarter. 6:35, clock on the move. Damon Redeker in the shotgun set. He's got 2 with him, 1 to each side, and a receiver split to each side. Takes a good snap. Has plenty of time, steps up in the pocket, throws it in the flat, and it's off his hands and incomplete. Looking for Derek Holting out of the backfield, and that brings up 3rd down and 11. Now 3 of 6 passing here on the opening drive for 33 yards. They have converted on 2 third down conversions. This is the longest of the 3 to this point, 3rd down and 11 at the Centralia 23-yard line. No score, 6:21 to go, opening quarter. They will send a receiver here to the near side, 1 to the far side, same formation as we just saw. Shotgun set with a running back to each side. Damon Redeker takes a good snap, stands tall in the pocket, he's going to keep it himself, takes it in between the hash marks, and he gets tripped up, stays on his feet, he's inside the 10, carrying bodies with him inside the 5. What a run by the running back, Damon Redeker. from the 23 down to the 4 for a gain of 19 on 3rd and 11.
Axtell up.
Trenton Sally in on the stop. First and goal, Eagles at the 4. So what a drive for Damon Redeker, the Eagles quarterback. 4 carries, 39 yards. He's 3 of 6 passing for 33 yards. 5:48 clock moving first quarter. Eagles looking to strike first. Redeker under center. He'll take the snap. They give it to the running back, and he falls in over his own teammates into the end zone for a touchdown. Defending state champion Olpe Eagles work a methodical drive, and Derek Holting from 4 yards out giving Olpe a 6-0 lead at 5:39 to go in this opening quarter. Looks like they will line up to go for two. That was the first carry for their leading running back, Derek Holting, here on the opening drive, and it goes for 6. Take that back. They will go for an extra point. Looking to make it 7-0 here in the opening quarter. High snap, put down, kick is on the way, and this one is good. 5:39 to go, opening quarter here in Centralia. Defending state champs, Olpe striking first. 7-0 Eagles. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
92.1 KMZA.
The defending state champion Olpe Eagles in Class 1A working a methodical opening drive capped off by a 4-yard touchdown run from Derek Holting. 5:39 to go in this opening frame, and the Eagles with a 7-0 lead on the home team Centralia Panthers. We've got a score update brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. 8-man Division 2 substate. The Axtell Eagles, an 8-0 lead on Thunder Ridge. That one in Kensington. There's a short kick here for Centralia. Good return to between the hash marks and up near the 25. Jared Blaha on the return. And the Panthers have their first opportunity again against this historic Olpe defense. They have posted 7 straight shutouts, and they've given up just 12 points all season. So Blaha gets it out to the 25-yard line, first and 10 for the Panthers. They will work from right to left. Pretend like you were turning us down on your radio dial, but we don't want you to do that. Ethan McNally, the quarterback for the Panthers. He'll take a chest-high snap, keeps it himself. He'll follow his left guard and runs into a brick wall, maybe a yard with forward progress, and then he's pushed back. It'll bring up second down and 9 from the 26-yard line. Ethan McNally makes this offense go. He has nearly 1,200 yards rushing, 24 touchdowns on the year, averaging nearly a buck 20 on the ground. He's also thrown for nearly 800 yards and 8 more scores. 5 minutes and counting here, first quarter, 7-0 Olpe. Centralia opening drive for them offensively. And it's second down and 9 from the 26. They give it to Blaha, has a little bit of a crease there on the right side, and he gets up close to the first down marker. He'll get to the 35-yard line, I believe, so he's going to be a yard shy of the first down. Jared Blaha gets 8 yards and brings up a much more manageable third down try here. Third down and a yard to go at the 35.
Axtell up 16-0.
Here's the play left side, and I don't know if he got it. Ethan McNally close to the first down. It will be a first down. Ethan McNally, a big first down pickup for the Panthers, needing a yard. He gets a yard and change up to the 36-yard line. And the first down of the game for Centralia. So at the 36-yard line between the hash marks, first and 10 for the Panthers, trailing 7-0 here under 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. McNally will fake to Trenton Talley, keeps it himself, a yard over his left guard. Falls forward, maybe two. Looks like they get him at the 37-yard line, so another pickup of just a yard. Three carries, 3 yards for Ethan McNally so far. Second down and 9 from the 37-yard line. This is a Centralia offense, does most of their damage on the ground. 300-plus yards per game in total, 254 of that via the ground game. Second and 9 from the 37. It's Blaha here to the near side. He is wrapped up and brought down back at the 41. So a couple of yards there. Came here to the near side. He'll pick up a couple of yards. It'll bring up 3rd and 7. Just shy of the 40-yard line at the 39. You see this Eagles defense. They swarm. Darren Hines, a corner, making the stop on that play. Big third down here, 3rd and 7. 3-down defensive front and a standing DN. They throw a quick hitter across the 40 to the 44. It's going to be shy of the first down. It's a pickup of 5. So Tanking makes the catch for 5 yards. It's 4th and 2 coming up for Centralia. And a huge play for Centralia here early, down 7-0, 2:15 to go opening quarter. They have it at their own 44-yard line, a little bit shaded more to the far side hash. So on 4th and 2, a receiver right, a receiver left. They send Trenton Talley in motion here out of the backfield near side. Ethan McNally keeps it himself. He has some room and a first down to midfield. On 4th and 2, it's a 6-yard gain for Ethan McNally and a huge first down for the Panthers to keep their drive alive. Again, this is an Old B defense that hasn't given up any points since September 17th. Posted 7 straight shutouts. They beat Jeff County North last week 28-0. They also knocked out Jackson Heights in their first playoff game 35-0. So right at midfield, near side hash, 1st and 10 for the Panthers. Bunch sets, under a minute and a half to go here in the first. Direct snap. This time it's Drew Gibbs working right, battling for a few yards into Olpe territory near the 44-yard line. They get him at the 47. Beg your pardon, for a gain of 3 yards. Drew Gibbs, his first carry, 2nd down and 7 coming up from the Olpe 47-yard line. Down to the final minutes here in the opening quarter. Quick pace to it. Olpe scored on there. Opening drive, an 80-yard touchdown drive. Made it 7-0. Now Centralia trying to counter with their opening drive here. Down to 48 seconds in the opening quarter. 2nd and 7, McNally to throw, and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage.
Ethan McNally's pass batted down by number 62.
That is
Angel Cortez,
the defensive lineman, Angel Cortez, who got a hand up on it to block that one down, and it brings up 3rd down and 7. Angel Cortez, a senior defensive end, getting a hand up on it to bat that one away. And it brings up 3rd down and 7 at the Olpe 47. 43 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 7-0 Eagles. Panthers driving here on their opening set. They want to set a screen. They have it. Some room here to the near side. It's going to be Gibbs up to the 41. It'll be shy of the first down by a yard. So it's a 6-yard gain to Drew Gibbs on the design screen. Cole, the defender on the stop. It'll bring up 4th down and a yard to go, but I think Centralia could run out the clock here and take it to the second quarter, down to 13 seconds. They're going to break the huddle with 10 seconds to go. We'll see if they run a play here. They already converted on 4th and 2 earlier in the drive. Now they got 4th and about a half yard. And they're going to snap it. Oh, no, it's up in the air. McNally bobbled the snap, and it's a fumble recovery for the Eagles as we end the first quarter. There's actually 0.2 seconds left. And on 4th and 1, McNally just lost the snap in the air. It hit the turf, and it was recovered by Derek Holting of Olpe. And again, there's still a little bit of time, but I think we might have run it down here at the end of the first quarter. Both teams going to their respective sidelines. So that'll do it. A tough way to end the first quarter. A turnover by Centralia. Olpe will take over with pretty good field position and a 7-0 lead. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Tough way to end the first quarter for the Centralia offense. A turnover on 4th and 1. Olpe switching sides of the field. There's some movement up front, and that's going to draw the flag. It'll be our first penalty of the game. That's Truman Bailey. Just a little bit of movement up front, left side of the O-line, so it's going to be a 5-yard false start penalty.
False start against the Eagles, 5-yard penalty.
First down and 15, can the Centralia defense respond? It's 7-0 Olpe as we're getting going here in quarter number 2. Again, chilly, crisp November evening. And the Eagles now first and 15, they're back at their own 39-yard line, now working their offense from right to left. Man in motion from near side to far side. That's Blake Redeker. And Damon Redeker dropping back, trying to get a pass away. He does. He avoids the sack. It's still going to be maybe a loss of a yard or two on the play, but that could have been a lot worse. Damon Redeker somehow avoided three black jerseys to get away. And the pass was completed to Derek Holting, but it's still going to lose a yard. Drew Gibbs in on the stop. And it's going to be 2nd down and 16 now. So this is a chance for the Panthers defense. They got Olpe behind the chains. 2nd down and long, just getting going here in the second quarter. 7-0 in favor of the defending state champion, Olpe Eagles. Call it 2nd and a long 16. They got 4 wide, 2 right, 2 left. Damon Redeker barking out the signals to both sides. The line gets set, takes a chest-high snap. Quick hitter far side, it's caught. Getting the yardage back and a little bit more near the 48-yard line. So a 3rd and manageable situation coming up for the Eagles. Truman Bailey gets that one to the 48-yard line, so it's a gain of about 9 yards. And that is the 3rd catch already for Truman Bailey. 3 catches, 29 yards. Now 3rd down, and we'll call it 7. 3rd and 7 from the 48, so just shy of midfield. 10:20 to go in the first half. 7-0 in favor of Olpe. Trying to go back-to-back in terms of state championships. A high snap. Damon Redeker pulls it down. They want to set up a screen. Having to get away. Reineke is blocked. They throw it downfield, and it's batted away incomplete. Good defense in the secondary by Centralia. Presley Bowers, the senior, knocking that one away. And it's going to bring up 4th down and 7 from the 48. So now we will see what Olpe does here, just shy of midfield at the 48-yard line. They will send Trenton Talley back, and it looks like Olpe's going to punt this one away. So if they do end up kicking it away, what a stop by the Panthers defense after getting the fumble And this one will be punted away by Redeker. It's a pretty good kick into the wind, and that one's actually going to land in the end zone. Winwood's at his back. That was a long punt, so it's going to be a touchback. So the Panthers hold true. They'll take it back. Down 7-0, 9:54 to go in this first half of play. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for tuning in. Trip to the 1A state title game on the line. Inman and Sedgwick, the other half of the 1A sub-state. Both of those teams are 10-0. So Centralia, second drive of the game after a turnover on their opening drive. It's the quarterback, Ethan McNally, across the 20 up to the 23-yard line. So we'll pick up a 3 yards. It'll bring up second down and 7. That's Skalski, the 210-pound senior linebacker with the stop. His 30th tackle of the season. McNally for 3, second and 7 from the 23. Panthers now working from left to right. Here's a fake. They give it to Tally left side. Breaks one across the 25. Forward progress to the 26. So a gain of 3. And third down and 4 coming up for the Panthers. These two teams, again, very familiar with one another. They've played in recent postseasons. Centralia won the state title in 2019. They defeated Opie that year in sectionals 22-20. And then 2018, Opie knocked out Centralia in the postseason with a 20-18 victory. Two of the more rich history programs in Class 1A. Here's a big third down. It's Gibbs left side. He falls forward, but he's not going to have enough for the first down. Gibbs will pick up 2, and it's fourth down and 4 coming up. Fourth down and 2 coming up after a 2-yard gain. So another big play. We'll see what the Panthers do. Opie leads 7-0, 8:15. Clock on the move here in the second quarter. We'll see what happens here. They set up to go for it. McNally in the shotgun. They put 4 wide on the field. Now he backs up a little bit more. He might be putting this one away. We'll see. And Centralia does, so it's kind of a hesitation. McNally's getting a very generous roll on that punt, and it's down at the 34-yard line, and that's where Opie will take over. So after the first touchdown by Opie, we've seen a Centralia fumble and then back-to-back punts. 7-0 Eagles, 7:43 to go in this first half of play. Both defenses standing tall here since that first Opie touchdown. So Opie back to work, first and 10 from their own 34-yard line, a little bit closer to the near side hash. Appreciate all of our listeners tonight. MSCSports.net, 92.1 KMZA. So Damon Redeker back to work for the Eagles offense. He's under center, eye set, tight end right, 2 receivers split to the right side. It's going to be a handoff to the running back. That is Derek Holting, not much, maybe a yard to the 35. Bring up second down and 9. Ethan McNally in on the stop. That's just the second carry here in the game for the leading rusher, Derek Holting, who came in at over 800 yards on 84 carries. 7 touchdowns. He's also a threat in the receiving game as well, with 16 catches coming into tonight's game. Now 18 catches after catching a couple here so far in the first half. 7:05 to go. Clock moving first half. 7-0 Opie. Second down and 9 from their own 35. Cole, the big fullback up the middle, carrying a couple of bodies across the 40. Forward progress to the 41 for a gain of 6 yards, and it'll bring up a much more manageable third down scenario at 3rd and 3. Trenton Talley in on the stop. 3rd and 3 coming up for the Eagles offense at their own 41-yard line. They converted 5 first downs on their opening drive en route to an 80-yard touchdown drive. Centralia's defense forcing a punt on Opie's second drive, and this is their third drive of the game. with a 7-0 lead about way to the halfway points here in the second quarter. Damon Redeker under center. Man in motion here to the near side. It's going to be a fake. Quarterback keeper bouncing off a tackle, and he's close to the first down. The initial hit was about 3 yards shy of it. Depending on the spot, they get him to the 44, and it's just enough for an Olpe first down. They get forward progress to the 45, and a big first down there for Damon Redeker, who now has five carries for 43 yards in the first half. Olpe will have it first and 10 from their own 45. Far side hash, 5:42 and counting here first half, 7-0. Defending state champs on top here at Centralia. Damon Redeker this time in the shotgun set. He's got three receivers, correction four, two to each side. Play action, standing tall in the pocket, looking near side. Reinecke chasing him out of the backfield. He'll throw it on the run, and that one is dropped at the 35. What an effort by Damon Redeker. Put it on the screws to Blake Redeker, the wide receiver, and through his hands incomplete. It brings up second down and 10. That incompletion for Damon Redeker makes him 5 of 10 passing here in the first half for 41 yards. He's got great scramble ability. You saw it right there. He was being chased out of the pocket by Brock Reinecke and threw it across his body back towards the middle of the field and just dropped by his receiver. Second and 10, they'll run it right up the gut through the power eye. Looks like to the 49-yard line. That's Derek Holting. So he will get 3 yards, depending on the spot between the 48 and the 49-yard line. We'll give it the long three there for Holting. So a big third down coming up here for the Eagles offense. Just shy of midfield at the 49. 4:44, clock moving, second quarter. Eagles with a 7-0 lead. A quick pace to this first half of play. Damon Redeker in the gun. It's a high snap, but able to pull it down. Stands in the pocket. He's going to take a shot downfield, and nowhere to be found is one of his receivers. And it's incomplete, and it brings up fourth down and a long six just shy of midfield. Near disaster. With the high snap, kind of bobbled it in the air with his right hand and able to secure it, and then threw one downfield, and his receiver nowhere to be found. So incomplete, now fourth down and six from the 49-yard line. So the Centralia defense holding strong here the last couple possessions as Damon Redeker now will set in punt formation. Trenton Talley is back deep. Again, a pretty breezy wind, and this time it's a high kick. And Tally's going to let it roll, and he'll back away from it. Takes a Centralia bounce inside the 10. Down around the 7 or 8-yard line. So a long way to go for the Centralia offense against the best defense in the state. And I think you could say at any classification with what they have done this year. So they will have to work a long drive to try to get some points. But it's certainly manageable. 7-0, the Olpe lead, 4:18 to go in this first half. Centralia won the toss. They deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half. So it's first and 10, Centralia from their own 8-yard line. McNally to Blaha. He is hit and ripped down in the backfield. Derek Holting in on the stop. He pulls the ball out, saying it was a fumble. It was not. Blaha losing 2 yards back to the 6. And it will bring up now second down and 12 from the Centralia 6-yard line. So a tough spot here for the Panthers. Not a lot of breathing room backed up towards their own end zone. Ball near side hash. Bunched up set. McNally in the gun. Takes a high snap. He'll fake. Keeps it himself. Trying to get some of those yards back. And there's another fumble. It's on the turf. We'll see who recovered it. Olpe saying they have it. This would be backbreaking for Centralia. And Centralia able to come away with it. My goodness. McNally still lost another yard, making it third down and 13. Back at the 5-yard line. So just a tough drive here right now for the Centralia offense after their defense has forced Olpe into back-to-back punts. 7-0 Olpe at the 3-minute mark here in the second quarter. But Centralia facing 3rd and 13 from their own 5-yard line. There's the snap, but a stoppage in play, and we're getting a timeout on the field. So a timeout taken at 2:48 to go, second quarter. Olpe 7, Centralia nothing. Panthers have 3rd and 13 from their own 5 when we come back. It's the high school game of the week here on KMZA. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I am Brandon Tadman. Class 1A sub-state matchup here from Centralia. Panthers at home trailing 7-0 with 2:48 to go in the first half, now out of the timeout facing a tough scenario. 3rd and 13 from their own 5-yard line. McNally in the gun. He's got a receiver to each side. They want to run a play fake. They want to throw it here deep, and that is incomplete. Blaha out of the backfield, lined up as a receiver. They tried kind of an out-and-up route, and it was well defended on the play by Blake Redeker. And now 4th down and 13 for Centralia. Way back in their own territory. Olpe's going to send two back near the 35, and this is a tough spot because the wind is heavy here tonight, and it is right in the face of Centralia as they're more than likely going to try to punt this one away. Drew Gibbs takes a chest-high snap and then kicks it up into the wind, and it's just held there, and Olpe's going to have great field position. It's downed, I believe, around the 24, 25-yard line, and it's at the 24. So the Eagles with 2:36 to go in the first half, leading 7-0, will have it 1st and 10 from the Centralia 24. This will be the 5th possession here in the second quarter. I guess the first of those four carried over from the first quarter. Well, each team with two drives here in the quarter that have resulted in four punts. 7-0 Olpe, 1st and 10 from the Centralia 24-yard line. High formation. They want to run an option. Far side. Redeker keeps it himself. Upended after a couple of yards on the play. Good defense there. My Centralia on the pursuit. I think maybe a yard up to the 23. Redeker picks up one. Now 6 carries, 44 yards here in the first half. 2nd down and 9 coming up for Olpe. And at the Centralia 23-yard line, 2:05 to go, clock moving first half, 7-0 the Olpe lead. Defending state champs trying to get back to the title game. Two backs, one to each side, to Redeker in the gun. Designed quarterback keeper right up the gut, fighting forward for a few yards, gets inside the 20, down to around the 19-yard line, maybe even the 18-yard line. For a gain of 4, they will give it to the 19-yard line. So that'll bring up 3rd down. Now they do get him down to the 23, so it's a gain of 5 for Redeker on the design quarterback keeper. Now 3rd and 4 coming up for the Eagles. Down to a minute 23, clock moving here in the first half. Damon Redeker in the shotgun sets. He's got the big fullback Cole to his right. Four wide set, two to each side. Takes a low snap, looking right, throws it that way. It is caught for a first down inside the 10 near the 8. It's Blake Redeker on the catch. I think we're going to get a timeout after that first down throw. Looks like officially mark him down at the 9-yard line. It's Blake Redeker's first catch here in the game. Good for 10 yards and a first down. We'll take a timeout as well. 106 to go, first half. Opie 7, Centralia nothing. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, the Opie offense facing first and goal at the Centralia 9-yard line with a 7-0 lead. They're late in the first half. We got 106 to go. Centralia's defense has held strong. Can it make one more stop before the half? Traditional I formation out of the timeout for Damon Redeker and co. Receiver to each side. Cole the fullback. Holting the tailback. They'll send a man in motion from right to left. That's Truman Bailey. They give it to the running back left side. He is bottled up. Gets away from one and able to get a couple of yards down to maybe the 7-yard line for a gain of 2. Brings up second and goal from the 7. They've held down Holting pretty well, just 4 carries, 10 yards. They get on the ball quickly, second and goal from the 7. Redeker back to pass. Being forced out of the pocket, being chased, and down he goes. Back at the 14, it's a quarterback sack. Cole Mattson in on the sack. And it's a loss of 7 yards back to the 14. That is a huge play. And the Eagles are going to burn a timeout, so that's going to bring up third and goal back at the 14. 38 seconds remaining in the half. We're back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Radio. 38.6 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll be burning their second timeout. Cole Mattson, a huge quarterback sack for the Panthers defense. The Opie offense now facing third and goal back at their own 14-yard line. They lead 7-0, closing in on the end of the first half. It is a 4 wide receiver set. They'll bunch 2 to the near side right and bunch 2 to the far side left. Low snap. Redeker pulls it down. He wants to take a shot towards the end zone. Has a man. It is caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Opie. A 14-yard touchdown to Blake Skolski, the sophomore. His 7th catch of the year. His 4th touchdown of the year. And at 32 seconds to go in the first half, Opie has extended their lead to 13-0. Championship teams make championship plays, and that's a huge one on third and goal from the 14. As Redeker finds Skolski, the big, lanky sophomore receiver. Here is the extra point on the way. It is good. 32 seconds remaining in the half. Opie extends their lead. Here in Centralia, it is 14-0. We'll step aside. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the 6th leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
On a big third and goal from the 14, Opie getting a touchdown pass from Damon Redeker to Blake Skalski, extending their lead here on Centralia to 14-0 with 32 seconds remaining in the first half. For Redeker, his 28th touchdown pass of the year, and for Skalski, that was just his 7th catch, but 4 of those have gone for touchdowns. Tough spot here for Centralia. Down a couple of scores with the defending state champs. Blaha's going to let that one go into the end zone for a touchback, and we'll see what Larry Glatzik and company wants to do here. Again, they got a long way to go. First and 10 at the 20, just 32 seconds remaining in the first half. Fortunate for the Panthers, they won the toss and deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half. And this is an Opie defense that hasn't given up any points since September 17th. They have posted 7 straight shutouts. They have given up 12 points all year. 9 of the 10 games have been shutout victories. They just will run it here with McNally, bouncing off a tackler, gets to the 25, up to the 26 for a gain of 6 yards. It'll bring up second down and 4. Down to 17 seconds, clock on the move. We'll see if Centralia runs another play before halftime here. We'll break the huddle with 10 seconds to go. McNally in the gun, Blaha to his right. It's going to be a direct snap to Blaha, far side, and he is bottled up, and he's going to lose yards back to the 24, and that's going to be the end of the first half. The defending state champion, Opie Eagles, invading Centralia tonight with a ticket to be punched to the state title game next week. The Opie Eagles with a 14-0 lead. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. 14-0 Opie here at Centralia. Halftime coverage starts next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Welcome back. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you gotta get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman here at the break. Defending state champion Opie Eagles leading Centralia 14-0. Well, Opie got the ball to start the ball game. They worked a methodical drive that took up over 6 minutes off the clock. It's capped off by a 4-yard touchdown run by Derek Holting, making it 7-0 after the PAT at the 5:39 mark. Opie jumping out in front. Centralia got their first possession, got it towards midfield, and on 4th and 1, Ethan McNally, the quarterback, bobbling a snap. Opie took over on the fumble recovery right at the end of the first quarter. But Centralia's defense has done a good job up until the end of the second quarter. We had 4 punts between the two teams, 2 on each side. Opie, again, getting that fumble recovery, and then Centralia's defense able to force a punt, but Centralia couldn't do much. They had to punt it back, and the Panthers' defense held again, forcing an Opie punt. Centralia got it back, quick punt, and then with the scenario that Centralia had on that last punt that they had, they were backed up well into their own territory and were punting from out of their own end zone, and the wind is gusty here tonight, and that wind was blowing straight right to left, right into the face of the Centralia punt team. And so Opie got it inside the 25-yard line with just a couple of minutes left in the first half. And then on 3rd and goal from the 14, a huge touchdown to extend the lead as Damon Redeker finds Blake Skalski on a 14-yard pitch and catch. Extra point good. That was with 32 seconds left in the second quarter. Opie extending that lead to 14-0. And that's where we stand at the half. 14-0 in favor of the Eagles. We do got a couple of scores. Of course, some other area teams in action here tonight. Frontenac had a 24-13 lead on Holton. That game on 103.9 KNZA. That's a 3A sub-state matchup down in Frontenac. Then Axtell was looking good against Thunder Ridge tonight as well, as those are the top two teams in 8-man D2 going at it over in Kensington. And of course, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit holthouseautohouse.com. We'll continue to have score updates throughout the broadcast. Again, at the half, Opie 14, Centralia nothing. Halftime coverage continues in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
He's a great online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. This holiday season, give thanks for the food on your table and the farm families who made it all possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Fran at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Z
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back. Our high school game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA, a Class 1A sub-state showdown. The defending state champion Olpe Eagles leading here at Centralia by a score of 14-0 at the half. Again, we want to thank all of our great listeners out there across Northeast Kansas, wherever you might be. We appreciate everyone tuned in. Again, whether it's on the air, 92.1 or MSCSports.net, we appreciate those who are dialed in. I want to give a quick shout-out to my boy Tanner Coble, who is a Olpe alum listening to us here tonight. His wife Kelsey, their six-year-old son Carter, giving us a listen here tonight. Tanner was the worst quarterback in Olpe history. He wanted me to tell everybody that. I am just joking, by the way, but he was an Olpe star back in the mid-2000s, and we appreciate all of you listening to us here tonight. So big shout-out to those guys and everyone listening to us here across our airwaves. Again, Centralia trailing here against Olpe 14-0 here at the break. Let's get you some first half numbers in this ball game. We'll start with Olpe. Damon Redeker, their quarterback, completing 7 of 13 passes for 65 yards and a touchdown. He also has 8 carries for 42 yards to lead the ground game for the Eagles. Also, their running back Derek Holting, who was leading rusher coming into tonight's game, he was held to just 4 carries for 10 yards in the first half. Their big fullback, Garrett Cole, 3 carries for 11 yards. Leading receiver is Truman Bailey, 3 catches for 29 yards. Also, Derek Holting out of the backfield, couple of catches for 12 yards. And also, Blake Redeker has a catch for 10 yards. And then the touchdown pass to the sophomore receiver, Blake Skalski, his only catch, good for 14 yards and a touchdown. Centralia has been bottled up by this Olpe defense all night. Ethan McNally, the leading rusher, 7 carries for 17 yards. He completed just 2 of 4 passes for 11 yards in the first half. Jared Blaha, 4 carries for 6 yards. Drew Gibbs, 2 carries, 5 yards. Trenton Talley had a carry for 3 yards as well. The 2 receptions, Drew Gibbs, 1 for 6, and Reese Tanking, 1 for 5. So when you look at the overall first half stats, Olpe with 128 total yards, Centralia 42, 15 carries, 63 yards, 4.2 yards per carry for Olpe, 14 carries, 31 yards for Centralia, just a 2.2 yard per average. And then again, 65 passing yards for Olpe, just 11 for Centralia. Centralia did have a fumble on their first drive, and just 1 penalty in the ball game that went against Olpe. That was a false start penalty in the second quarter. So a fairly clean game, no penalties except for 1. 1 turnover by Centralia. The defensive battle for both sides, but arguably the best defense in the state at any classification, doing it again here on the road with a trip to the 1A state title game on the line. Again, it's 14-0, Olpe over Centralia at the half. We'll take another timeout. Our halftime coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. At Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
14-0, Olpe at the break. Both teams back out on the gridiron, getting set for start of the second half here momentarily. Again, let's update some of the other area teams, of course, trying to get to state championship games in their respective classifications. How about the Axtell Eagles on the road at Thunder Ridge? They lead 32-0 at the half. Their defense got two stops inside the 10-yard line, turned both of those into touchdowns. So the Eagles are rolling and trying to punch their ticket to the 8-man D2 state championship game next week down in Newton. Also on 103.9 KNZA, it's Frontenac at home right now leading over Holton 24-13. That one is in the fourth quarter, so Holton is going to need to rally to get a victory. Try to punch their ticket to Class 3A. Holton beat Frontenac last season in the postseason. That was in the quarterfinals before the Wildcats ended up losing in the substate round to Perry Lecompton. So the Wildcats, again, needing some work to be done. Now on the road at Frontenac, that game again on 103.9 KNZA. The other half here, of course, in Class 1A is Inman at Sedgwick. Both of those teams are 10-0. In the last update we got there, Sedgwick had a 14-6 lead in the second quarter. So those are just, again, a few scores from around the area. And, of course, some of our teams still trying to fight for state championship berths. Again, Axtell looking real good in the 8-man D2 ranks, but Holton a lot of work to do in the fourth quarter down in Frontenac. That was a 6 o'clock kick tonight down in southeast Kansas. Well, we got another half for you here. Can Centralia get some points on the board and keep this one close? It's 14-0, Olpe. Here at the break, we'll take one final two-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Four quarters to go here in Centralia. Panthers trailing Olpe 14-0 as we get set to start the second half of play. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thanks for tuning in on a cold and blustery, crisp November night. Trip to the Class 1A state title game on the line. And the defending state champion Olpe Eagles, who have won 24 straight coming into this one tonight, are two quarters away from getting back to another state title game. They lead 14-0. Centralia won the toss. They deferred to the second half, so the Panthers will get the ball to start the third quarter. Jared Blaha and Marshall Tanking back to receive here for the Panthers. Olpe kicking from right to left. They got the gusty wind at their back. Seen a couple of touchbacks here already in the ball game due to that wind. And here we go. Boot to the ball, and we are underway. Start of the third quarter. That one goes through the hands of Tanking out of the end zone for a touchback. So Centralia takes over. First and 10 at their own 20 to begin the third quarter, moving offensively here in this frame from left to right. Olpe leading 14-0. They scored on their first possession of the game and their last possession in the first half. Centralia's defense hasn't given up any points since September 17th. Seven straight shutouts have been posted. Their defense has given up just 12 points all season. Looking the part, no doubt. Centralia first and 10 at their own 20. McNally, double play fake. Design quarterback run, keeps it himself. He'll go over the right guard for a couple of yards. Or correction, let's see if he got back to the line of scrimmage, actually. Made a little bit of move in the backfield and ends up just back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain for McNally. And it's going to be second down and 10 at the 20. Just getting going here in the third quarter. 14-0, Olpe with the lead. Again, we had mentioned the last update. Sedgwick had an 8-point lead in the first half on Inman. That's the other half of the Class 1A substate. Three receivers tucked up near side. They'll throw it to the far side. It's batted in the air, incomplete. That's Blake Skalski, who had the touchdown reception at the end of the first half. Got his big hands up there. Slapped that one away, and it'll bring up third down and 10. So Centralia on their opening drive here for the third quarter, down two scores. Nowhere on their first two plays, and now facing third and 10 at their own 20. McNally now just 2 of 5 for 11 yards passing. They will send trips to the near side. Receiver far side left. Tanking in the backfield. McNally takes a high snap, looking far side. He'll take a shot downfield for Blaha. Incomplete. So fourth down and 10 for Centralia, and it's going to be a 3-and-out for the Panthers. This Olpe defense is next level good. They are big, quick, athletic, and everybody who's played them this year certainly knows how good they are and the historic run that they've put together over the last couple of years. As this one is booted away by Drew Gibbs, and again with that wind, good field position coming up for Olpe. Still a pretty good punt into that wind. It'll be downed at the Centralia 44-yard line, so Olpe will take over. First down and 10 with a 14-0 lead, 11:06 to go in the third quarter. Ball on the near side hash. Damon Redeker back to work with the Eagles offense. We'll send a receiver to the far side. That's Blake Redeker. Receiver here to the near side. That is Darren Hines. Traditional eye sets. Damon Redeker under center. First and 10. Give us to the running back. Barrels over his own guy. Crossing the 40. Forward progress down to the 39-yard line. So a good churn out there for Derek Holting, the running back. Down to the 39-yard line for a gain of 5. It brings up second down and 5. Five carries, now 15 yards for Derek Holting. That's his longest carry so far in the ballgame. So second and 5 from the Centralia 39. Near side hash. Receiver splitting far side right. Tucked up one here to the near side as well. Once again, that traditional I formation with Damon Redeker under center. Looks left, looks right, takes the snap. Play fake option right, keeps it himself. He'll have a first down and a lot more. There he goes inside the 20, makes a man miss. It's a house call. Touchdown, Olpe. It's a 39-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Damon Redeker. His 15th rushing touchdown of the year, and it's all Eagles now here early third. They've extended it out to a 20-0 lead. Redeker's speed on display. Made a man miss around the 10, coasting the rest of the way into the end zone as they get set to try for the extra points. Braden Fowler, the sophomore, is doing the extra point kicking duties. That one is good. He is 3 for 3. Olpe with a quick drive. 39-yard touchdown by Damon Redeker. 10-12 to go third quarter. Olpe 21, Centralia nothing. Back after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
A 39-yard touchdown run for the Olpe quarterback, Damon Redeker. Extra point good. 10-12 to go third quarter. It's all Olpe now. They lead here at Centralia 21-0. Again, early on in this third quarter, Centralia got the ball to start the second half. They went 3 and out, punted it away, and a 2-play, 44-yard touchdown drive. Damon Redeker, his 15th rushing touchdown of the year. And now the Eagles in control, leading 21-0. Here's the kick, backing up, tanking inside the 5, makes a smooth catch, he'll bring it out. Coming here to the near side, makes a man miss, spun down around the 20, and that is where Centralia's offense will take over. First and 10, down 3 scores. And Centralia's defense has given up 12 points all year. They are currently up 21-0 here early on in the second half. McNally back to work. Blaha to his left. Trenton Talley slot right. Play fake. Quarterback keeper. McNally a little bit of room there across the 25 up near the 30. So a good first down run for Ethan McNally up to the 29, so a gain of 8 on first and 10. It brings up second down and 2.
8-yard gain, second down.
Longest carry of the Knights for anybody on the Centralia offense, 8 yards. Now 9 carries, 25 yards for McNally. Second down and a short 2, just behind their own 30. Direct snap, Gibbs falls across the 30, and it looks like he has enough for a first down. Needing 2, he picks up 3. Drew Gibbs on his third carry of the night extends the drive and moves the chains. 9:20 to go, third quarter, clock moving, Olby 21, Centralia nothing. Other half of the Class 1A substate, Inman and Sedgwick. Olby needs, or correction, Centralia needing to get something going here in the second half to have an opportunity. Here's McNally on a quarterback keeper. Maybe a yard on the play. He does get a yard. Derek Holting in on the stop. Brings up second down and 9. That's Centralia's 33-yard line, near side hash. All three levels of the OP defense on display here tonight. Second and 9. McNally, play fake. He's going to pass. Looking downfield, throws it down the middle of the field. Has his man. It's Trenton Talley. It's caught in OP territory at the 35. Trenton Talley, a pitch and catch of 32 yards in a much-needed play. It's good for a first down. By far the biggest play in the game for the Centralia offense, and it sets up first and 10 at the OP 35. Trenton Talley runs under it in stride. Beautiful throw by McNally. Moves the chains. Direct snap here to Blaha. First and 10. Lowers the head. Bulls his way forward. Across the 35 for 3 yards to the 32. It brings up second down and 7. Just 5 carries for 9 yards for Jared Blaha. Second leading rusher for the Panthers this season. Centralia really needing some points on the board here. They're on the move. Second and 7 at the Olpe 32. McNally takes the snap. Fakes it to Blaha. Keeps it himself. Falls forward. Not much here to the near side. He is shy of the 30. Gets to the 31 for just a 1 yard gain, and it brings up third down and a short 6 to go. Eleven carries, 27 yards now for Ethan McNally. Big third down here, 3rd and 6 from the Olpe 31-yard line. Under 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Eagles with a 21-0 lead here on the road. Bunch set once again. McNally in the gun. Talley goes in motion to the left side. Settles in slot left. Play fake. McNally back to pass. He's going to take a shot downfield, and Reinicke down the middle. Overshot him. Incomplete. And it'll bring up 4th and 6 from the 31. So now, biggest play in the game for Centralia. If they want to keep themselves alive, needing to convert here on 4th and 6 to keep the drive alive. McNally over here on the near sideline getting the play call on a big 4th and 6. They converted on a 4th down on their opening drive, and then were trying to convert a second one on 4th and a yard when they ended up fumbling the football away. Didn't lead to any Olpe points. It's the only turnover of the game. So here it is, 4th and 6 from the OP 31. McNally, play fake. He's back to pass. He's going to throw one deep. Far side has his man. That is caught! Touchdown, Centralia! It's Presley Bowers on the 31-yard pitch and catch to the near pylon. And a monster play for the Panthers to get back into the game. It's the first points allowed by the OP defense since September 17th. That's 6:27 to go, third quarter. It's now a 21-6 OP lead. We'll see if Centralia sets up for the PAT with Reinicke. They will. So Centralia, a much-needed drive. Extra point, though, no good. Reinicke pushed it, so that's a big miss. But Centralia's on the board. 6:27 to go, third quarter. Olpe 21, Panthers 6. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the 6th leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia is on the board. It's a 31-yard touchdown pass from Ethan McNally to Presley Bowers on 4th and 6. Extra point, though, was no good. 21-6 now is the Opie lead with 6:27 to go here in the third quarter. It is the first points allowed by the Opie defense since September 17th. They had posted 7 straight shutouts until that touchdown by the Panthers. So they certainly keeping themselves alive and breathing for the time being. Reineke will kick this one away into the wind. Truman Bailey and Damon Redeker back to return. It is a very short kick, and it's taken by the up man. That's Holting, and he is down already in Centralia territory. He's ripped down at the 45, and that's where the Opie offense will take over in a 21-6 lead. So now a tall order here for the Centralia defense, with Opie beginning this drive at the Centralia 45. This wind has certainly played a factor with the kicking game tonight. Certainly did right there, and now the Eagles have prime field position again with a 21-6 lead, 6:23 to go in quarter number 3. Traditional eye set for the Eagles here on the first play of this drive. Damon Redeker under center. A receiver split to each side. Cole, the fullback, holding the tailback. They run the option left. Kept by the quarterback and tripped up down near the 35. Good gain on first down to the 36. So it's a gain of 9 yards on first and 10. It brings up second down and 1.
9-yard gain, second and 1 for the Eagles.
Now 10 carries, 90 yards for the quarterback, Damon Redeker, with a long touchdown run on their last drive. Ball near side hash in between the 36 and 37-yard line. Second down and 1 for the Eagle offense. 5:46, clock moving, third quarter. Opie with a 21-6 lead. Now a kind of a diamond formation in the backfield. They give it to the running back out of the backfield. It's a first down carry to the 32-yard line. That time it was Blake Redeker out of the backfield. His first carry. It's a gain of 4 and a first down to the Opie Eagles. Ball at the 32-yard line of Centralia. First down and 10 near side hash. Over halfway gone in this third quarter, 21-6. Opie with the lead and the ball. Certainly taking their time, breaking the huddle. Letting that clock tick away. So first and 10, fresh set of downs. Same formation as last play. It's a high snap. Redeker's going to keep it himself. He runs into a wall, and down he goes. And that ball might have been on the turf, and they're going to say he was down by contact. Centralia was saying they had the football. Reineke comes away with it, but down by contact. Drew Gibbs might have been the one to knock that one out, but again, they say down by contact, and Redeker able to pick up a yard, making it second down and 9 from the 31. That would have been a big, big swing in momentum if that, in fact, was a fumble. But it was not. Opie keeps the possession. Second and 9 from the Centralia 31. They lead 21-6 here, 4:10 to go. Clock moving, third quarter. Same formation as last time. 3 in the backfield with Redeker. Same play. Quarterback keeper flag comes in. It's only the second penalty of the game. No gain on the play. We'll see what the flag is. It's thrown in the vicinity of holding. And it's going to be a personal foul and a chop block. Or some kind of personal foul. I don't think it was a chop block, but tripping, I think, is the call. So a big personal foul against the Opie offensive line. Personal foul tripping against Opie. So that'll back up the Eagles back to their own 46-yard line, and now it's second and long.
Second and long for the Eagles.
Looks to be about second and 24, roughly. Trying to do the quick math. Definitely was not a math major in school. We'll call it second and 24 from the 46. Ball on the near side hash. Just the second penalty of the game. Both have been against Olpe. Redeker takes the shotgun snap. Four receivers out there making moves. He has to roll out of the pocket being chased. He's been sacked once tonight. Another flag comes in late. Redeker bowls his way out of the backfield. And we'll get up to the 35-yard line. But again, hold your horses. Flag was thrown here on the opposite side of where the play was being kind of settled on. I mean, it was way out to the far side of the field where Redeker was rolling out of the pocket. And it's going to be a hold against the Centralia defense. Again, it was thrown here on the near side, nowhere near where the play was happening. And so that is Centralia's first penalty of the game. And that one certainly hurts, and now the ball is up to the 25-yard line after the gain on the play. So it's added to the end of the run there. Redeker picked up 16. So now it's a second and a three scenario coming up. So that's a big play when they had it back to about second and 26. It's a bunch formation here. They want to run it to the big fullback. Breaks it up the middle. It's another house call. Touchdown, Eagles. Right up the gut. And Olpe extends their lead at 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Now 27-6 in favor of the defending state champions. It was the running back, Derek Colting, right up the gut for 25 yards and a score. Six carries, now 40 yards for Derek Holting, and add that touchdown to the board, and they'll add at least try here for the extra point. Braden Fowler, the sophomore again, he's a perfect 3-for-3, and make it a perfect 4-for-4. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Olpe getting a big touchdown, getting their lead to 28-6 here at Centralia. A timeout. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
MZA.
Welcome back to our high school game of the week here on KMZA. Defending 1A state champion Olpe Eagles extending their lead here at Centralia. It is 28-6 with 2:55 to go in quarter number three. Derek Holting, the running back, 25-yard touchdown run. Extra point good, 28-6. Now Olpe extending that lead back after Centralia got a touchdown on their last drive. And for Holting, that was his 8th rushing touchdown of the season. And a big one, too. 28-6. Here's the kick. Tanking will take it at his own 5. Coming here between the hash marks, and Holting blasts him down at the 25. Looks like he's down at the 26-yard line. So pretty good return there by Tanking. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Panthers here. Late 3rd quarter, now trailing 28-6. So first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Centralia still moving into that gusty, cold wind from left to right. Let's see if they can put another touchdown drive together. Very hard against this stingy Olpe defense. First and 10 at the 26. Late third quarter, Panthers trailing 28-6. McNally on a quarterback design run. He'll cross Line of scrimmage, a couple of yards shy of the 30. It'll be second down and 8 from the 28-yard line. Skalski in on the stop. McNally, a couple of yards there. Now up to 29 yards on the ground in the game tonight. Came into tonight's game averaging nearly 120 yards on the ground per game. Clock moving now under 220 here in the third. Second down and 8 for the Panthers offense. Their own 28-yard line. McNally play fake. Standing in the pocket. Now rolls here to the near side. Nearly trips. Stayed on his feet. This one is caught by Talley in the flat and then blasted out of bounds by a couple of white jerseys up near the 40 for a first down. So a big play and a first down. So a fresh set of downs. Gain of 14 on the play. Out of the backfield, Trenton Talley. Now two catches for 46 yards. He had the touchdown, that was Presley Bowers who had the touchdown, but two catches for 46 yards for Talley here tonight. First and 10 at the 40. Direct snap, Blaha here to the near side. He falls forward up to the 45. Good run on first and 10. He'll pick up 5 to the 45. Second down and 5 coming up under a buck 50 to go third quarter. .142 clock moving third quarter. Olpe 28, Centralia 6. Panthers have it, second and 5 from their own 45. Getting their points here in this quarter. On a 4th and 6 play, it was Ethan McNally, a 31-yard strike to Presley Bowers. Made it 21-6 at the time, but Olpe responded right back with a touchdown of their own. 28-6 we stand. McNally will throw it long again, and then a bump there in the back end. And they're going to call, they'll keep the flag in. That's tough. Looking for Presley Bowers. There was contact prior to the ball getting towards Bowers on the play. Darren Hines, on the coverage. Fans certainly wanted the flag. They did not get it, and it brings up third and 5 from the 45. Minute 17 to go, third quarter. Olpe 28, Centralia 6. So McNally getting the play. A couple of late subs coming in. Marshall and Reese tanking, both coming onto the field for this third down play. They will send three receivers, short side right. Blaha, the lone receiver, far side left. Marshall tanking in the backfield. McNally, they want to set up a screen over that way. It is caught and blown up immediately for a big loss. A 6-yard loss back to the 39-yard line. It went nowhere. Now it's fourth and long. Skalski coming in, making a huge play for a loss of 6. As they set up Marshall tanking on the screen, and that was his first catch of the night. Blown up for a 6-yard loss, and now Centralia set to punt this one away. With 45 seconds and counting here, third quarter, and they're going to have to punt it at least one more time into this blustery wind. And now Blaha's going to take off. That is Drew Gibbs, and he's going to have a first down. Drew Gibbs on the fake punt takes it into Olpe territory to the 47-yard line on fourth and long. They gain 14 yards and a first down. Why not pull out all the stops here? Down 28-6 late third quarter, so converting on a 4th and 11 into Olpe territory at the 47-yard line. Final 11 seconds here, though, in the third quarter. See if Centralia even tries to run a play here. They get to the line of scrimmage with 3 seconds. Some movement, though, between the running backs. They do take a snap. McNally rolling to his left. He wants to fire one downfield and nearly intercepted at the 25, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 12 minutes to go. A ticket to be punched to the 1A state title game. The defending state champion, Olpe Eagles, lead at Centralia 28-6. 12 minutes to go. Back for the fourth quarter in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, second and 10 for the Centralia offense, and down. That's going to be a loss. Blaha on the carry back to the 48-yard line, so a loss of a yard on the play, bringing up third down and 11. Panthers trailing Olpe 28-6 as we get going here in the fourth and final quarter. Olpe led 14-0 at halftime. They got a couple of touchdowns in the third quarter. Centralia got their lone points on a fourth down six conversion, a 31-yard pass from McNally to Bowers. That point made it 21-6, but Olpe responded quickly with a touchdown, extending it out to 28-6. That's where we stand early fourth quarter. McNally in the gun, third and 11. Here comes the blitz. Is going to throw one downfield near side and incomplete. Again, a lot of contact. And the officials keep the flag in the pocket. Damon Redeker on the coverage looking for Blaha here down the sideline. And now it's going to be fourth down and 11 after the incomplete pass. 11:07 to go in the ball game. Certainly got to go for it here. Here's Centralia. They converted on a fourth down in the first half. And it wasn't quite fourth and 11. And then right at the end of the third quarter, they had converted to keep this drive alive on a fake punt. Drew Gibbs faked the punt on fourth and 11, ran it for 15 yards to keep the drive alive. And now McNally on fourth and 11. He'll set up. He's going to take a shot. Far side down the field, incomplete. Overshot his receiver, Presley Bowers. And that's going to be a turnover on downs, and Olpe takes over early in the fourth with a 28-6 lead.
Eagles take over on
down. So Olpe in prime position now. They take over first and 10 at their own 48-yard line, leading 28-6, just over 11 minutes to go in the ball game. And thanks for tuning in tonight. Axtell was up big at Thunder Ridge, looking to punch their ticket to the eight-man D2 state title game next week. What a season they have had. Looking to go to 12-0. Olpe looking to go to 11-0 and punch their ticket to another state championship game. Here's a play fake, pass to the far sideline, coming back to make the catch at the 40 and then drop down at the 37-yard line was Darren Hines. Down to the 37-yard line for a gain of 15 and a first down. That was Hines' first catch of the night. His ninth catch of the season. Good for 15 and a first down into Centralia territory at the 37. Clock moving, 10:33 here in the game. 28-6 Olpe. In control. Olpe's won 24 straight games, won the state title last year, beating Oakley in the championship game 14-0. Looking to get back, they'll play either Inman or Sedgwick. Here's the handoff for Holting, drug down by the toes. There's a late flag coming in. Not sure what the call is here. It was a gain to the 31-yard line. It was a gain of six. on first down, and the sarcastic cheers as Olpe's backing up like the penalty is going to be on them. So it's a hold against Olpe, so negates a good gain on first down. It takes him back to the Centralia 47-yard line, now first and 20. That is the third penalty of the game for Olpe. It's been a pretty tight game in terms of penalties. Not many have been called. So that holding penalty takes Olpe back to the Centralia 47, now first and 20. 9:36, clock moving in the game, 28-6 their lead. Redeker, option left, kept it, gets to the line of scrimmage, and McNally pulls him down. No gain on the play, brings up second down and 20 after the nice defensive stop by McNally in the backfield. Damon Redeker now, 13 carries, 107 yards, and a touchdown. He's also thrown for a score as well. Actually got two rushing touchdowns, though, Damon Redeker. He had a 39-yard run early in the third. He also had the first touchdown of the game in the first quarter, and then threw a touchdown in the second quarter to Blake Skalski on a third and goal. Second and 20, back to pass, has time, standing tall in the pocket, now rolling to his right, now back to his left, stands up, gets to midfield, and he is hit immediately and taken down. That's going to be a quarterback sack back to midfield, losing three on the play. So now third and 23 coming up for the Olpe offense. But they trail 28-6 here. The clock, not the friend of Centralia anymore. Down to 8:10 and counting left in this game. See what Olpe dials up on third and 23 from midfield. They're going to throw a screen to the far side to Holting. Has a lot of room, and they're going to get all the penalty yards back and maybe a little bit more up near the 35-yard line for a gain of 15. So a much more manageable scenario coming up. Marshall tanking on the stop. It was Holting on the reception. So now it's fourth down and 8 after a pitch and catch of 15 yards to Holting, who was lined up far side as a receiver. Far side hash at the Centralia 35. And it looks like they're still maybe lined up to punt this one away. They lead 28-6 with under 8 minutes to go in the ball game, and they will kick this one away. Far side, and that one is going to trickle down near the one. There's a flag on the play. That was downed at the 1 yard line. And it's a penalty against Olpe. So that's a big play because that was down near the one. But a false start against Olpe, they'll have to do it again. Now four penalties, three in the second half against the Eagles. Clock stopped at 7:41 here in the fourth quarter. Olpe leading 28-6. So the false start backs them up to the 40-yard line. They'll have to re-kick. Now fourth down and 13. Damon Redeker to punt, standing just inside midfield. Trenton Talley standing back deep inside the 15 for the Panthers. Again, the wind at the back of Redeker. He'll punt this one away again. Talley's going to have an opportunity. Takes it at about the 9-yard line, coming here to the near side, trying to get away from what he does. Angles 15, out of bounds around the 20. That's where Centralia will take over, first and 10, down 28-6, just 7.5 minutes to go in the game. We'll see where he stepped out of bounds here on the near side. 23-yard line is where Centralia will take over, first and 10. 7.5 minutes to go in the game. They trail Olpe 28-6. Could be potentially the last opportunity for Centralia on offense. We'll see what they can do. McNally drops back. Now he'll tuck it and run here to the near side, trying to stiff arm a man. He'll cross the 25 and down around the 27. He'll gain a few on the play. It's a gain of 4 by McNally, bringing up second down in a, call it a long 5. Looks like they give him a solid 5 on the carry. Second down and 5 coming up from the 28-yard line. We're at 7 minutes to go. Clock moving in the ball game. Centralia was knocked out of the postseason last year by Linden. They knocked out Linden out of the playoffs last week to get to this game. McNally back to pass. Throws it across the middle through the hands, incomplete of Trenton Talley. Stops the clock and brings up third down and 5. 6:41 left to go in the game. Olpe 28, Centralia 6. Third and 5 for the Centralia offense. Their own 28-yard line, working from right to left here in the final quarter. Taking their time. Last update we got from Frontenac, Raiders were all over Holton 32-13 with just a handful of minutes left in that one. So it looks like Holton's season coming to a close tonight. McNally drops back to pass, fires, and it's caught by Gibbs. First down yardage up to the 39-yard line. Gain of 11 and a first down. Drew Gibbs, his second catch. First in the second half. He's got two catches now for 17 yards. So first and 10 at the 39 for Centralia. 6:25 to go in the game. McNally again to throw. Incomplete far side, looking for Gibbs once again at the 45. Second down and 10 from the 39 coming up. McNally only threw it 4 times in the first half. He has thrown it 14 times here in the second half. Second down and 10 from the Centralia 39. 6:21 to go in the game. Olpe leading 28-6 here in the Class 1A substate round. McNally quick hitter through the hands of his receiver and incomplete. Reese tanking the intended target. And it brings up now third and 10 from the 39. Third and 10. 6:19, clock stopped. What a year it's been for the Panthers getting to the semifinals. Running into a buzzsaw that is Olpe. Third and 10 coming up at the 39. Olpe's lead is 28-6, almost to the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Classic bunch set. Talley and McNally moving around in the backfield, and we'll get a timeout on the field. Panthers take a TO. We'll take one as well. 6:19 to go in the game. Olpe leading here at Centralia 28-6. Back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Kansaland Radio.
6:19 to go in the ball game. Olpe leading here at Centralia 28-6. Panthers coming out of the timeout facing third down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Class 2A, Rossville and Silver Lake, the War on 24. Last checked, Rossville had a 22-0 lead. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. So here we go for the Panthers, third and 10 at their own 39, trailing 28-6, about halfway into the fourth and final quarter. McNally takes the snap, dropping back. Here comes the rush. He's hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. And then there's a late flag. They're going to get the defensive lineman there on either a late hit or roughing the passer. Angel Cortez was down around the knees on McNally on that hit. And they'll call a personal foul roughing the passer against Cortez, and that will keep the drive alive for Centralia, keeping the drive alive. If you're Olpe, one thing you're going to point at is the penalties here in the second half. Now, 4 for 45 yards. That'll give Centralia first and 10 into Olpe territory at the 46-yard line. 28-6, Olpe leading by 22. 6:14 to go in the game. Four wide receivers set, three to the near side. Blaha, lone receiver right. McNally takes the snap, play fake. Throws one downfield here to the near side and completes, intended for Presley Bowers. Brings up second down and 10. Good coverage downfield, Darren Hines, the junior corner. 6:08 to go. Clock stopped here in the fourth quarter. Olpe 28, Centralia 6. Kilman doing a great job back in studio, keeping us updated on some scores. The other half here in the sub-state round in 1A, Sedgwick leading Inman 14-6. That is in the third quarter, last that we have seen from that game. Of course, winner here gets the winner there in Newton next week. McNally on a quarterback keeper, a couple of yards across the 45 down to the 44. So just a couple of yards for McNally. It'll bring up third down and 8. Now we got 21-6 Sedgwick in the third quarter. They've extended their lead on Inman. Both those teams were 10-0 going into their matchup tonight. Trips to the right, two to the left, empty backfield for McNally on third and 8. He'll drop back, has a nice pocket, he'll throw downfield. He might have got hit, and that's going to be picked off at the 15. Intercepted on the back end. That's Blake Redeker. That's his sixth interception of the year. And that might do it for Centralia, down 28-6, which is 5:23 to go. They turn it over. It's their second turnover of the game. And Olpe takes over at their own 15-yard line with 5:23 left to go in the game. How about an 8-man D2 Axel, 46-0 in the fourth quarter over Thunder Ridge. So Eagles, number one team in 8-man D2, about to punch their ticket in that state title game next week. They'll get a 12-0 record into that game as they have been dominant all season. So Olpe takes over first and 10 at the 15. Redeker under center, play fake, keeps it himself, falls forward for maybe a yard or two. Across the 15 to the 16 for a gain of 1. It'll bring up second down and 9. Reinecke in on the stop. So second and 9 after the 1-yard gain. Clock continues to melt. 5 minutes to go. Olpe's lead 28-6 here in the fourth quarter. So if the results hold, it would be it should be Olpe and Sedgwick in the 1A title game next week. And Sedgwick had a 21-6 lead on Inman in the third quarter. That game at Sedgwick. Second and 9 from the 16-yard line. Redeker under center, gives it to the tailback. And once again, that is Derek Holting, and a good first or a second down run there across the 25 out to the 27-yard line for a gain of 11 and a first down. Now 7 carries, 51 yards for Derek Holting tonight, the senior running back. Fresh set of downs, and we're down to 4:10 left to go. Clock continues to melt away. The Centralia season appears to be coming to an end tonight here in the sub-state round. Olpe has pretty much been in control for the majority of it. And in motion here to the near side, that is Truman Bailey, settles in, halting again on the carry left side, cuts it back here to the right, makes another man miss, has a good gain and more, and then tripped up across the 45 and all the way up to the 47-yard line, and then a late flag is thrown. So it's a gain of 11 yards. See what the flag is. It came in late, and it's going to be a face mask against Centralia, so tack on 15 more. Just a 5-yard penalty correction, and that will put it into Centralia territory at the 48-yard line. So first and 10, clock down to 3:40, still moving. Just the second penalty of the game against Centralia. Both have come here in the second half. With the lead for Olpe again, 28-6, down under 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Olpe, the defending state champs, trying to go back-to-back. Traditional I set, Cole and Holting in the backfield. They fake to Cole, hand it to Holting left side, trying to get outside the numbers. He does. Stiff arms a man, and then upended across the 45 and down near the 43-yard line, roughly a gain of 5 on first and 10. To bring up second down and 5. Now under 3 minutes to go. So Olpe going to get back to the 1A state title game, moving to 11-0. Despite the loss, Centralia did something tonight that 8 other teams could not do, and that's score against this Eagles defense. Holting under center, bunched up set in the backfield. Handed to Cole, the fullback. The bowling ball will have a first down across the 40. Down around the 37-yard line. So he needed 5. He got 6 and a first down. First carry for Cole in the second half, up to now 4 carries for 17 yards. Ball now at the 36-yard line, down to 2:04 and counting. Again, the time running thin on this one. Stay tuned. We'll have our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. We'll announce our player of the game as well and get you caught up on some of the other sub-state scores from around the area. Down to 145, 28-6. Olpe in control with the ball. Eye sets on first and 10 from Centralia's 36. This time it's just another quarterback keeper here with Damon Redeker. Get across the 35, shy of the 30, or gets inside the 30 to the 29 for a 7-yard gain, and it brings up second down and 3. 16 carries now, 112 yards for Damon Redeker. He is shy of 1,400 rushing yards on the year now as we're down to the final 67 seconds. Redeker just takes a quick snap and runs a quarterback sneak inside the 25, and he's got a first down for a gain of 5.
First down, Eagles.
Down to the final minutes. Maybe another play or two, and this one's going to be done. The Olpe fans starting to celebrate on the far side of the field. Down to 46 seconds. Again, maybe another play or two, and that's going to about do it. I would think maybe a snap and a knee here for the Eagles, and it looks like they're going to the victory formation. The clock now at 31 seconds, so probably the final play of the game. Redeker takes the snap, and he takes the knee, and that should do it. Players start shaking hands, and the final 20 seconds are going to run off the clock, and the Centralia Panthers season is going to come to an end tonight in the Final Four as the defending state champion, number one ranked, and undefeated Olpe Eagles are back in the state title game as they win here at Centralia tonight, 28-6. It's now time for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, Olpe 28, Centralia 6. Post-game is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gotcha, Monday, Joe Friday.
Kyle wins.
Kyle wins.
Kyle wins.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. This holiday season, give thanks for the food on your table and the farm families who made it all possible. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Fran at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia's season comes to an end tonight at 8-3 as number one ranked Opie Eagles come to town and get the win in sub-state 28-6. Eagles advancing the state championship game out in Hayes next week. The other half of that sub-state was Inman and Sedgwick. Last check, Sedgwick had a 21-6 lead in the fourth quarter. So if that held, it would be Sedgwick and Opie in the 1A state title game next weekend. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in as we're wrapping this one up here tonight. Our post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Let's break this one down for you and how it all got started. Centralia won the toss, deferred to the second half. Opie got the ball and worked a methodical 80-yard drive and capped it off with a Derek Holting 4-yard touchdown run. Made it 7-0 Eagles at the 5:39 mark in the first quarter, and then Centralia's first drive ending on a fumble around midfield on a 4th-and-1 play. Centralia took over with a 7-0, or I should say Opie took over at that point with a 7-0 lead, and that was the score at the end of the first quarter. Then we had four straight punts in the second quarter between the two teams, and then it was the final possession of the second quarter, and it was Damon Redeker, the quarterback for Opie, hitting Blake Skalski on a 14-yard pitch and catch on a 3rd-and-goal scenario from the 14. At that point, 32 seconds left in the half. Opie extended that lead to 14-0. That was the score again at halftime. Centralia got the ball to start the third quarter. They went 3-and-out, had to punt it away. And then Opie extended that lead to 21-0. Damon Redeker, a 39-yard scamper at the 10:21 mark in quarter number 3. But then, at least Centralia, some positives tonight. They did get on the scoreboard, something a team hasn't done against this Opie defense since September 17th, and that was score. It was on a 4th-and-6 play. Ethan McNally found Presley Bowers on a 31-yard touchdown, making it 21-6 after the missed extra point. That was about the halfway point in quarter number 3, and you felt like certainly Centralia had a chance, but they needed a stop. They couldn't get it. Derek Holting finishing a quick drive, 25-yard touchdown run, made it 28-6. Opie at that point with 2:55 to go. That was the end of the third quarter score. And then the fourth quarter had a turnover on downs by Centralia, and Opie punts, a Centralia interception. At that point, Opie got it back, ran out the clock, and the game was over. Let's go over some of the stats as well in the ball game. Final total yardage, Olpe 299 yards of offense, and Trillia 167. The rushing numbers, 32 carries for Olpe, 204 yards. They averaged 6.4 yards per carry. And, of course, the strength for Centralia all season was the ground game. They were held in check. 26 total carries, 74 yards, less than 3 yards per carry. Centralia had 2 turnovers in the game, a fumble and an interception. Penalties, 5 for 50 yards for Olpe, 2 for 10 yards for Centralia. And the yardage in the second half was a big key as well for both teams, actually picking it up in the second half. 171 second half yards for Olpe, 125 for Centralia. Again, final score 28-6 in favor of Olpe. They advance to the 1A state title game next week. They are 11-0. They have now won 25 straight games. Centralia's season ends with an 8-3 record. Take one final timeout, come back, announce our player of the game. That's next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Again, one final time here tonight as the Centralia Panthers season comes to an end in the sub-state round of the 1A state playoffs as the defending champion Olpe Eagles roll into town and get the win by a final tally of 28-6. Kirk Hillman back in studio. Great job all season long. As always, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. Now time to announce our player of the game presented by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, it's been fun following the Centralia Panthers team all season long. We've had some great calls of their great season. Again, 8-3 is where they'll finish up after the loss here tonight. But again, a lot of guys we could give it to, and you know, credit them for not going away quietly, getting some points on the board. But how about the senior quarterback, Ethan McNally? I know it wasn't statistically his best game of the year. 7-20 passing for 93 yards and a touchdown. He also led the rushing attack. Let me see here. It looks like 13 carries for 36 yards. Again, I know not the statistical night as we have had from him all season. He came into tonight just shy of 1,200 yards. Tonight's 36 yards puts him over 1,200 yards for the season. Again, 7-20 passing for 93 yards and a touchdown. But again, a lot of seniors again on this roster who had really, really good seasons. Just run through a few of them. Ethan McNally, Jared Blaha, Marshall Tanking, a senior, Presley Bowers, who was on the receiving end of that touchdown, Nick Black, Cole Mattson, Carson Cross, Traden Talley. Again, this is a big senior class, and so many fun memories for them, and obviously a big game, big contributions from a lot of these guys. So just me personally want to send a shout-out to all these Centralia seniors. It was fun watching you and calling your games this season. And a tough break tonight, though, as, again, it was a very tough draw with number one Olpe, 28-6 the final score. So, again, Ethan McNally, we'll go with him, our player of the game, but kind of a secondary player of the game or players of the game. We'll stack the entire senior class for Centralia, give them some love here tonight. So Last check, Sedgwick was leading Inman 21-6. So if that holds, then Sedgwick and Olpe would meet a battle of unbeatens in the state title game next week out west in Hayes. We had mentioned earlier, Axtell punching their ticket to the 8-man D2 state title game. So obviously we will keep tabs on that and get a broadcast team out there next week. And then 32-13, the final, Frontenac at home beating Holton. The Wildcats in their season at 11-1. Tough break. Holton, again, a game away from the state championship, but they will fall short this year again, losing at Frontenac 32-13. That was a ball game you heard on 103.9 KNZA. So, again, Axtell, though, an 8-man D2. They're off to Newton after a big win at Thunder Ridge. They are certainly the favorites heading into that state championship game next week. One final time, our final score here tonight in the Class 1A Substate Round, the defending state champion Olpe Eagles 28, Centralia 6. That closes the Panthers' season at 8-3. Olpe back in the state title game with a record of 11-0. For Kirk Hillman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman, and thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. We'll talk to you next week for more high school football here on Kansaland Radio.